service tonight. I appreciate what God is doing. I appreciate the hand of God that's moving among his people. Amen. What a way to start the brand new year. Amen. With a move of the Holy Ghost. I said with a move of the Holy Ghost. I had something on my heart. I won't preach. Maybe. But when Brother Darrell called me about coming, I felt like the Lord instantly led me to this scripture. And I'm so thankful, amen, for what God's doing. But I want to just briefly here. I'll read to you a couple of verses. I won't hold you. I got a long ways to go. In 1 Kings chapter number 28 and 29, you know the story of how the man of God, amen, took the prophets of Baal on the mountain.
All right.
And how he slew them.
Yeah.
And how that God wrought a great victory there. In their lives.
Yeah.
And how God showed himself on the behalf of his people. When the man of God prayed, the fire fell.
Right.
But I want you to look here at verse number 9 of chapter number 29. At the threats of the enemy, the man of God found himself hiding. And it came, and he came thither unto a cave, and he lodged there.
All right.
And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him and said unto him, what doest thou here?
Yeah.
Elijah,
yeah.
What are you doing in the cave?
Yeah.
Why are you hiding from the threats of Jezebel? Have I not proven myself unto you that I am able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think? Have I not shown myself strong on your behalf? What are you doing here in a cave? And God touched my heart. And for somebody here, it's time for you to get out of your cave. I said, it's time for you to get out of your cave. Amen. We read on down. Amen. And in verse 13, the last part. Again, he said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And then in verse number, number 15, he said, go. It's time for you to get out of your cave. And I felt the Holy Ghost touch me. I said, I felt the Holy Ghost touch me. We've had a move of God here tonight. The Holy Ghost has come among us. And people have got help. But I feel in my soul tonight, amen, there's some people here that did not feel a move of God in your heart. That did not get from God, amen, what you need from the Lord. That did not press through, amen, to get what God was offering, amen, in this service tonight. Amen. I feel like people, amen, have got themselves in a cave. The thing that put the man of God in a cave was fear. Fear will always back you in a corner. Fear will always put you in a place, amen, where you think it cannot get to you. Amen. And when we read through the Bible, amen, we find where the children of Israel, amen, always found themselves in a cave when they were hiding, amen, from their enemy because of fear. I don't know tonight. I said, I don't know tonight who you are. Amen. But I won't tell you tonight, God's will for you at the beginning of this new year, 2025, amen, is that you get out of your cave. Amen. God ain't going to put you in there and pull you out. But he told the man of God, he said, go forth, amen, from the cave that you have put yourself in. I said, God is telling you and I tonight, it's time for us. We got a brand new year before us.
Yes.
With no regrets.
Yeah. Right.
At the close out of this previous year, I had some regrets. I don't know about you. And you can fall out with me if you want to. But I had some regrets, Brother Corin Kane. But I'm starting a brand new year. Amen. Without any regrets, without any failures, without any shortcomings. Amen. And I want to tell you tonight, friend, when you get yourself in a cave, you think you have found yourself a safe place to hide, to get away from your enemy, to get away from the hurt, from the pain, from the trouble. Finding you a cave to get in. It does not have to be a location or a hole in the side of a hill. But it can be an attitude. It can be a person. It can be a situation in your life that has put you in a place, amen, to where you're bombarded with fear. And it looks like there's no way out and no help. Amen. Where it looks like it's going to be failure. I feel the Lord here tonight. I felt him in this service. Amen. But I want to tell you something tonight. It's God's will. Amen. As I seen these come forth tonight. Amen. I thought, God, bring them out of the cave. God, bring them out of the cave. Make bare your arm. Oh, God, and reach forth. Amen. And minister health and healing and deliverance. Amen. I said minister deliverance. When Joshua was fighting, in Joshua chapter 9 or 10, I've got it wrote down, but I can't see it tonight. Amen. But when he was fighting, amen, his enemy went and got more kings and more armies to come to fight against him. But when he began to win the battle, these five kings
hid themselves.
In a cave.
Yes. Come on.
They went and hid themselves in a cave because they were fearful. I said they were fearful. Amen. You know what fear is? It is faith in the enemy.
Yeah.
Wow.
My, my. Come on.
Fear is faith in the enemy.
Amen.
Amen. That's why it backs you up.
Yes.
That's why it causes you to run and to hide. Amen. Because you have put more faith in the enemy than you have in God. I said you put more faith in the enemy than you have in God. But my Bible said greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I said my Bible said greater is he that is in you.
Yes. Come on.
Oh, hallelujah. But when you look at this, say, man, I ain't going to take much time.
Come on.
I'm not going to take much time. He said 3 nights.
Thank you,
God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to shortchange you.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
But when they hid in that cave, and they hid themselves there, and they thought they were okay, they couldn't get to them there. And they come and told Joshua, they said, there are five kings that are hid in the cave.
Yeah.
You see, you think it's a hiding place.
Come on.
Come on.
That's what we think.
Yes,
we think if I can hide in here, it'll go away.
Wow.
If I can stay in here long enough, it'll go away. But when they told Joshua, he said, roll great stones at the door of the cave and set a sentry in front of it. It'll become your prison. And you won't be able to get out of it. Oh, I feel the Lord. I said, you won't be able to get out of it when it becomes your prison. And when it does, somebody else determines when you get out. I said, somebody else will determine when you get out. Amen. And it went on. It went on. And finally, at the end of all things, Joshua said, roll the stone away and bring them forth. And when they brought them forth, he slew them and hung them on trees till the sun went down. And when the sun went down, he said, put them back in the cave where they hid. And it went from being a hiding place and a prison to a grave. Don't let your cave become a prison and hold you hostage to where you look at other people getting in and God moving in lives of people around you and you sit back because you're in your cave. Because it will eventually become your grave. You hear me?
Yes, it will.
I said it'll eventually become your grave. I'm just shortening this up a whole lot. But I want to tell you something tonight. I felt the Lord dealing my heart in prayer at the house.
Come on.
You can get a wrong attitude about your brother or your sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said you can get a wrong attitude towards your pastor.
Right. Come on,
and it'll become a prison to you. And only God can deliver you and set you free. I want to tell you something. I don't tell this often. I don't tell it. I may have told it twice in my entire ministry. And I didn't tell it just a few years ago.
All right. Come on.
Don't you let bitterness put you in a cave. You hear me? Don't you let bitterness put you in a place and a position, amen, to where you can't feel the power of God, to where you don't desire to be delivered and set free.
Oh, God.
I can take you to a place barn is gone now. It's not there and things have changed. But I can take you a place as a small boy where a man that was not mentally stable took me and another boy into that barn. Some things you can't forget.
Come on.
And I battled bitterness and hatred. I said I struggled with bitterness and hatred because it never left my mind. Even after I was married and had children of my own. And I knew he was done dead and gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. There was such a hatred in me.
Think about it. My God.
And I'd pray up to that. I said, I'd pray up to that and face it and look at it. And God dealt with my heart. He said, you can't go to him. He's done dead. He's done gone. But until you are willing to forgive from the depths of your heart, I feel like telling somebody, until you are willing to forgive, amen, as Jesus Christ forgave you.
Oh my.
Until you are willing to forgive, amen. You may never forget. You may never forget, but it don't hurt no more.
Yeah.
I said it don't hurt no more. There's no more hatred there anymore. There's no more bitterness anymore. There's no more wanting to get even anymore.
Come on,
right. I stayed in that cave long enough. Oh, I feel the Lord here. Stay in your cave too long, friend, and you won't be able to get out of it unless the Lord delivers you and rolls that stone away and lets you come out. God dealt my heart and said, you want to go to your grave with this? You want to take it to your grave? I said, no. I don't want to take it to my grave, Lord. I don't want to take it to my grave. I don't want forgiveness. I don't want it no more. And when I prayed through, you know what God told Job after all he'd been through when it come down to an end, Brother Rodney Thompson? When he bragged on the supreme God of the universe and told, amen, how great he was and how powerful he was.
Come on.
It wasn't then that God, amen, brought him out. Amen, but it was when. Amen, I said it was when. He was willing to forgive. I said he was willing to forgive from the depths of his heart. Until you get willing, amen, to forgive. Amen. I said, until you get willing to forgive. You said, oh, but preacher, you don't know how they hurt me. You don't know how they lied on me. You don't know what they said about me. You don't know how they done me. You don't know how they treated me. You don't know, preacher. No, I don't. I said, I really don't. And I really don't need to know. It's not for me to know. But I know one thing. When I looked at him, Brother Rodney, and I said, Lord, this ain't fair. This ain't right. And he said, neither was Calvary.
Neither was Calvary.
Mama.
Neither was Calvary.
No.
But he forgave those.
He said, right.
I don't know who you are tonight. But until you can forgive, you'll be in a cave. I said, until you can forgive, you'll be in a cave. And you won't be able to see clearly. There's no light. These men thought they were in that cave. They could come out and look around every now and then. But then the lights went out. I said, then the lights went out. I don't mean to damper this service tonight. God's moved in this house. But I'm telling you tonight, somebody here tonight, I sat back there, I stood up here and I told the Lord, I said, I don't have to say anything. You moving is greater than anything else I could do. I couldn't do nothing. And this kept pounding in my heart and pounding in my heart. It ain't for us to get even. You can't control what comes into your life. I said, you can't control what comes into your life.
Yes.
But you can control what you let come out of your
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes.
What you bring forth, you can control that.
Right.
I want to tell you tonight, friend,
until you put it all on the altar and you get up and you walk away from it. I said, and you walk away from it, you will always be in a cave. You may come out and look around, but something will cause you to go right back in. Would you this year? That's what I felt the Lord deal my heart on. We're starting a brand new year.
Yeah.
This is the first service of this new year.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to go into this year with the joy of the Lord, with the peace of God? I said, with the joy of the Lord in your heart and the peace of God. With yesterday behind you. Forgiven. And cast into the sea of forgiveness. Wouldn't you like to come out of that cave you've been in that's held you hostage during 2024? And you come and you pray a little and then you go back home and then you're back in the cave.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to get settled and established on the rock Christ Jesus till you can go forward into this year with victory in your soul, with a burning desire, amen, to do something for God more in this year than you did last year? Wouldn't you like to go forward this year, amen, with the power of God, amen, moving in your life? Wouldn't you like this year to be a year of deliverance? I told the Lord, if I never hook to that trailer and pull again, it's all right. If I just go to a little church here and a little church here,
yeah,
and I get to preach somewhere, wherever you lead me, that'll be fine with me. If you want me to go back to the jails, I'll go. If you want me to go back to the nursing homes, I'll go.
Yeah.
Whatever you want me to do, I want to be willing to do it. And if you'll help me this year, whatever comes at me and comes into my life, let me bring it to you before I take it to anybody else. And then let what comes out of me, let it reach those that are hurting, those that are bound, those that are struggling. Amen. We've got a brand new year to get souls saved. A brand new year. There's a man. I'm gonna hush. Let y'all go. There was a man came to our church when I was pastoring there. Not long after I'd went there to Danville, we started the church. We was in the storefront in Junction, then we moved to Danville. God blessed us with the church. There's a man came to our church. His name was Arley. He was a drunk. He'd been in Lexington. He moved to Danville. He said, I wanted to get away from all that up there. Because everywhere I went, it was a beer joint after beer joint after beer joint. Mm-hmm. And he said, there's times I'd be walking the street, meet a cop. He said, I'd ride back and hit him hard as I could. Because I knew he'd put me in jail and I couldn't get nothing to drink.
Wow.
He came and he prayed on our altars. And he wept and he cried and he prayed and he wept and he cried. And I seen God move on him, Brother Rodney Thompson. He was from up in Clay County. It's where he was born and raised as a child.
Yeah.
And he would cry and he would pray and he'd go
He'd come back, he'd cry, and he'd pray, and he'd done that. And we would go, we tried to help him. We would pick him up, bring him to church. He didn't have anything. And we would work with him, and we worked with him. I talked to him. I tried to explain to him. And he prayed, and he prayed. And it went on. I don't know how long it went on. And then he'd miss. He'd be gone. He wouldn't show up for a few weeks. And I knew what was wrong. I knew what happened. I'd go see him. He'd open that door just a little bit. He wouldn't let me in, that you could see the evidence. And he'd say, "Wait just a minute, preacher. Wait just a minute." He'd say, "I'm in no shape to let you into the house. Wait just a minute." He said, "I got my ties healed over here. I wouldn't take them and spin them."
Think about it.
And he'd bring them, stick them through the door. To me. And I talked to him, and I cried with him. And he come back after I was gone. My son-in-law was there. And he told me, he said, okay. He said, when I was a young boy, I don't know if he's 10 or 12 years old, somewhere thereabouts. He said, we was in a church meeting in a house. They was having church. And he said, I prayed. The Holy Ghost came down on me. He said, I got saved. He said, preacher, I didn't just get a touch. I got saved.
All right.
He said, I got saved from my head to my toe. I never felt anything like it in my life. And he said, God saved me. Yes. He said, somebody told me.
Wow.
He said, son, if you ever backslide, you can never get back to God. Never, ever. Watched him beg God.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd wet the altar with his tears. And he'd look at me and say, but I just can't get back. He was in a cave, friend. And they called me when I was in Alabama and said, Arley's passed away. My son-in-law told me, said, he wasn't in church. He hadn't been for a long time. I pray, God, I hope you have mercy on him. Don't let your cave. Don't let your cave put you in a place to where when you come and ask God, somebody tonight, and I don't know who you are, but I'm telling you, God wants you out of that cave for this new year. He wants to show you things you've never seen. Preacher, don't let the devil put you in a cave and tell you you ain't good enough. That you can't preach like so-and-so. Singer, don't let the devil put you in a cave and tell you you can't sing like this one or that one. Everybody has a work to do for the Lord. Everybody has a work to do for the Lord. Don't let the devil put you in a cave and tell you you can't, because you can with God. It's time this year. I told the Lord, help me guard against any cave of doubt.
Coming out of the cave.
It ain't gonna hold me, huh?
No.
Right.
I said, it ain't gonna hold me, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
Come on, touch it, God.
Don't let it keep you.
No.
God's here tonight. He's here.
Yes,
right here.
God wants to use you, but you got to come out of your cave. If you let it.
You'll let it.
If you let it, you can do it. It's up to you. God's waiting on you. You hear me? I said God's waiting on you to settle it in your heart and in your mind. Forgetting those things which are behind me, I press forward. Yesterday's gone. You can't change one thing. You can't change what happened 5 minutes ago. It's forever settled. Quarrels of glory. It's forever, ever settled. But you can't change the next 5 minutes.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
The next 2 days, the next
yes.
week, the next month, the next 2 years.
Yes. yes.
You can't change it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't mean to put a damper on the
other. You didn't?
No. You can keep the offer.
Now the important part is here upon us. Preaching is very important, I know that. But the response. Don't let the preaching be in vain. It's not to hear the word that's justified. It's the doer. I want everyone here that wants to come out of their cave. You know, the preacher said go. That's what God told Elijah. Go. He had to do something. For every one of us. See where I throw that in? Us. I just didn't put it on you. Every one of us that wants to get out of their cave, I want you to get up and get out of it. Come this way. Let's kneel here before God. That's all I got to say about it.
Come on.
Praise God.